Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are thrilled to have in studio with us today co-founders of Spiral Yoga. It's a new yoga studio opening up, and we are excited to welcome Katie Wolf, Alexis Larson, Julie Pfeiffer, and Sandra Bacon to KDWA Studios to chat about this new venture that they are starting. Welcome, ladies. Nice to have you in studio. Thank you. So I would, first of all, like to learn more about Spiral Yoga. Tell us the location and what we could expect when we come through the doors.
Yeah, hello there. Spiral Yoga is located at 312 East 2nd Street in downtown Hastings, next to the post office. Spiral Yoga was developed from a small idea. My name is Sandra. I've been teaching donation-based yoga at Hastings Arts Center for the past 5 years, and I was interested in building something a little bigger, and I really had a vision for Hastings having its own yoga studio dedicated to the practice of yoga, as it hasn't had one that I know of at all in history. And I met Julie Pfeiffer, who has been a longtime yoga teacher here in Hastings, through the YMCA, as well as Alexis Larson. She was practicing with me through a group called Rivertown Yogis and completed her yoga training. And So I became acquainted with them, and we started discussing the possibilities of finding a space to share for yoga. And the space popped open about a year ago, and decided to go for it and build what is known as a Spiral Yoga Cooperative. So we're working as independent contractors, sharing the space. We all have unique styles to share. We met Kate along the way. We were looking for a fourth person to bring into our founding members, and we found lovely Kate. Also, I think I met Kate through Rivertown Yogis, and we ended up merging together and starting to build this dream.
So tell us more about the training that goes in to become a yoga instructor.
Most people go through what is known as a yoga teacher training in contemporary world now. That's what we call it. If you want more history, it'll take another radio show for that. Most of us have been through a yoga teacher training. Usually at the minimum, it's a 200-hour training that you take. Various places that you can do that at with different studios or different practitioners, and so we've all been through some version of that. And then through that, once you complete a yoga teacher training, you can become certified as a yoga teacher through Yoga Alliance, which is an organization that provides certification for the teaching of yoga.
Well, I know there's so many different kinds of yoga, so why don't each of you explain a little bit about what your specialty is and perhaps what your background is? Why don't you continue, Sandra?
Okay, sure. Well, I've been a practitioner of yoga for over 30 years. I didn't take my teacher training till I was in my 50s. But now that I've done that, I was very interested in flow style yoga, what we call a vinyasa flow, which is a very popular form of yoga today, stemmed from the hatha style version of yoga, which is more of a traditional style of yoga postures. So vinyasa yoga is combining breath linked with movement, so a lot of us are familiar with that. I also do some soma yoga, which is a therapeutic style yoga. So that's geared more towards therapeutic movement and reducing tension that's stored in the body. I have some training in yin yoga, which I know Kate maybe can talk some more about, so I'm not talking so much here. That's another style of yoga. And I'm also trained in yoga nidra, which is a structured meditation technique, as well as the Nia technique, which is a dance fitness format.
And how do you know what is the right class to teach for people, or how do people know what is the right class for them?
I'm sure a lot of us can speak to that. I'll just say that I think it really depends on what people are needing in their body. Yoga is about being connected to yourself and your body. So it really depends on what people are needing. Some people might like and enjoy more vigorous, strengthening type of yoga asana practice, like a vinyasa flow. Some people may benefit more from a yin type yoga, which is a little bit more calming and more meditative. Soma, again, is therapeutic. So it really depends on what people are feeling they need to connect to themselves and their body.
And we maybe need different things at different times.
Absolutely.
Okay. Kate, let's chat it up with you too, please. Tell us about your background.
So I come to the yoga practice having needed my own inner exploration back in 2009, I think is when I first started exploring yoga. I started with Kundalini yoga, which is a more feminine-based practice of bringing your breath or your energy from your root chakra, your base of your spine, all the way up to your crown. Other practices bring you from crown, top of your head, down to your root.
And what's the difference?
The difference between how the energy moves. I think it's connecting to the universe as your crown, so you're moving out into your connection versus going back within, which ironically, part of the reason that Spiral as a brand was chosen is to work your way almost through an inner labyrinth, going inward and then returning back outward.
Oh, I
into
love
the
it.
World.
Little play so, on the word.
Yeah, these three other ladies came up with the brand before I joined, and it just resonated so heavily because, as my friends often say, I am a deep lover of labyrinths and inner exploration. So my journey, again, started with yoga as a way of finding care and calming my nervous system. But around the same time, I realized recently I also explored Spring Forest Qigong, which is a traditional Chinese form of movement. And I am currently beyond my 200 hours of study. I'm on to my 300 hours for a total of 500 hours of study. And my current study actually includes both, which I think is so beautiful. I didn't realize till I moved into this next round of study that I was returning to my roots of 2009 when I first started exploring. So I similarly to Sandra initially trained in Hatha and Vinyasa yoga, one breath to one movement in most of those flows of yoga. You're moving more actively, you're moving more cardio, more musculature. And I was realizing by the end of my 200 hours of study that it was actually causing trauma to my body. My body wasn't ready to move that fast, to breathe that quickly. I had a lot of inner workings that I needed to move through. So I stepped into an additional ongoing credentialing through Yoga Alliance. There's an expectation of ongoing education that you continue to maintain your certification. And I decided to study trauma-conscious yoga. And trauma-conscious yoga moves more from a perspective of allowing gentleness, of allowing your version of discovering the asana or shape, your version of interpreting the breath, and offering a lot of modifications. And so I've realized the form of teaching that I offer is a lot more gentle, a lot more spacious. And as Sandra spoke to, I do focus more on yin. So yin, instead of working with your musculature, your cardio system, instead focuses on your joints, your ligaments, softening your nervous system, allowing you to breathe. Because those sections of your bodies can't necessarily be worked. They need to be allowed to open to receive the benefit. And so yin yoga is a lot more ground-based. There's not as much holding of postures manually. You're using a lot more props to soften into the shapes, allowing gravity to do the work. And I partner mine with Tibetan singing bowls to really allow you to relax further, to allow your mind to have something to focus on. Because as we slow down, oftentimes our brain gets busier. And so having a focus point, or a jishti is the Sanskrit term of focus, really has been soothing to me. So I find myself enjoying a slow flow yoga class or enjoying a Naya movement class. But the space that I teach from, I have to honor my body's need to be softer, to be quieter. And I've chosen to weave grief rituals as an end-of-life doula. That's part of my wheelhouse, my hats I wear. So I invite that exploration of our inner traumas in my practices as
well.
It's a
wonderful weaving of all the different things that you do.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. Yeah. Alexis, let's learn from you, please. Tell us about yourself and what your background is and how you got into yoga yourself.
Sure. Yeah. I have been practicing yoga for probably about 15 years now. And I originally started with some anxiousness, you know, and I just wanted to try to be a little bit more mindful and begin that yoga part. And I couldn't ground down. And I didn't know why. And I like would feel so restless in a yoga class. And I never understood. And then I realized that just the more classes I did, the more I was able to connect with my body. It was kind of just like cracking myself open. And it was really great. And just like something I really needed. But I needed to put the work in order to get it. It wasn't instantaneous.
So you persisted.
Yes, absolutely. And then I had a knee injury and I couldn't do anything. So like I had to basically learn to walk again. I had full knee reconstruction out of like a freak accident. So I really dove deep into yoga after that, and it completely changed me from there on out. I really never focused on positioning or anything in my body. And I am a very tall person, so I should have always focused on that and just, you know, being mindful of how to position my body in any kind of posture or just like in daily walking and things like that. It's something that people just don't realize. And then over time, it really wears your body down. That being said, that's how I started, but now I am a young mother. I have young kids, I should say. So I have a 4 and a 1-year-old, so a little chaotic at home, and we all enjoy practicing yoga together, and it's something that I really feel that I bond with my kids really well with when we do those things together, and I'm just teaching them life skills as well of just being able to sit and turn inward. And it's something like I love, and I notice such a change in my older son, who's 4, and just the way that he can calm down my 1-year-old, even by just saying, let's take a deep breath, mm-hmm. and things like that. And it's so nice just to watch those kinds of tools, you know, in their little toolbox to just come out in their day-to-day life. So I became a yoga teacher or finished my certification only 2 years ago. So I'm the newest one out of all of us. So I'm really finding myself in this role too of being a yoga teacher. So I am, you know, finding what works best for me, but I do enjoy a slow flow practice, so the vinyasa movement, as well as like a power flow, because sometimes I have pent up energy, you know, from being a stay at home mom, and I need to get that out of my body. So I do enjoy throwing in some mobility and some strengthening in there. We won't use weights necessarily in our classes, but I do plan on using like resistance bands and just your body weight and things like that, as well as I do plan on doing a kids yoga. So getting kids to come in with their adults and practice yoga and just kind of, you know, get their own life skills and just bond with each other and kind of play and just encourage the movement in their bodies.
I think that is really cool that yeah. you're involving your kids at such a young age
yeah.
and giving them tools to really cope with anxiety or, you know, just settling yourself down. That's awesome.
Yes. And Kate had said before that we are from womb to tomb. So for me to cover the kids and then her, you know, progress into death and loss and everything. So we really cover all of our bases here.
Julie, let's meet you, please. Julie Pfeiffer is also here. And I'm interested in knowing how you decided to become a co-founder of Spiral Yoga and what your background is, please.
Sure. So my name is Julie Pfeiffer. And so I originally started like taking classes like when my kids were little, about 20 years ago. So, and as being a mother, you kind of lose yourself with your kids and focus mainly on your kids. So I attended classes and just trying to find myself again as being a mother. So I took classes and really got interested into the teaching side. Like, why am I just taking these classes? Why don't I share these tools with others? Because I felt like, you know, all the benefits of yoga, like, you know, the calm and the peace and just to center myself, ground myself with who I am and trying to find myself as a new person, being a new mother. I did get certified 200-hour certification through Yoga Fit, and also I have 100-hour, it's a trauma-based yoga, like yoga and recovery, 100 hours.
And so what does that mean, please?
So I've gone into, say, addiction and recovery places here in town to teach like a slow flow, trauma-based yoga practices, really getting into places like into the hips. And we saw a lot of trauma in our hips. So trying to do more of a trauma release out of our hips, per se, kind of class, just to really slow it down and like a nice gentle flow as well. So I have done that in the past, but I always like to, my mantra is to kind of like slow it down to strengthen our mind, body, and spirit mm-hmm. kind of thing. So, but I've done a lot of classes throughout the years, but my favorite is the gentle vinyasa flow as well as these guys. I do a chair yoga. So like, say if you have an injury or you can't, say, stand up and do our poses, anything that we can do standing, we can also do in a chair. So I teach a class in regards to teaching people how to sit in their chair and do stretching head to toe or in our poses as well. Like any pose we can do is we can do in our chair. So teaching them that in different ways to lengthen and stretch our bodies. Also, I've incorporated sound healing as well, doing sound baths and meditations into my schedule as well. So I'll be doing some of that as well, like sound healing. I have my crystal singing bowls, drums and chimes, and just playing the instruments, and the vibrations go into the body, either by listening or feeling those vibrations in the body. I always kind of like to describe it as these vibrations are kind of finding that stuck, those knots in our bodies, and gently releasing. So we bring in the positive energy and it releases the stuck, heavy energy out.
So who is a candidate for yoga, do you think? Sounds like you have a lot of bases covered.
I think we have all the bases covered from birth to death and everything in between. So anyone can benefit from yoga. It's just what they need. What are they coming in and just really, you know, focusing inward, that spiral inward, to really find their inner peace, inner calm.
And know. Alexis, I think you are being very honest when you said that it took you a while to settle down. I know exactly what you're saying. I remember going to prenatal classes and, you know, they would try to do some yoga type things and I'd be like, oh, good God, I just want to go home.
Right?
Like, I'm so tired. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Like the savasana part, I was like, I'm going to get up. You know?
I just want to go home and go to bed.
Yeah, it's a practice. And that, I mean, I'm still practicing. We're all still practicing every day. Like, no matter if you're teaching or you're part of the class, you're teaching yourself. Everyone's their own teacher and we're just here to guide you through your practice. But it's always a practice, which is a beautiful thing. So.
Well, I'm very excited for you. So you are going to be having a big open house. Who wants to tell us about that, please?
Yeah, I'll touch base on that. So we will be having an open house on November 8th. It is a free event from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And you'll get a little sample of all of our classes. So we'll start the morning with the chaotic kid energy with kids yoga with me. After that, we'll move into some basic yoga with Sandra. This is a beginner-friendly class, too. We'll move through some general postures and link breath. Then we'll go into a slow flow with me and sound bath with Kate following, which will be a great ending for that. Then from 12:30 to 1:30, we're going to have a little social hour. So we'll have some vendors there, some local vendors. We'll go into who we'll have soon. We'll probably have about five, though, and just a time to meet all of us and talk, you know, ask questions about our classes and how we can assist you best. After that, we'll move into chair yoga with Julie, which I think is just going to be great. I feel like people don't realize how much that they can do in a chair for yoga, and that's ideal. We'll move into a community song circle after that with Kate, which I think is going to be such a treat. And then at the end, we'll finish out with some yoga nidra with Sandra and a sound bath with Julie. So it will be a really great event. I really hope that everyone can join us for even just part of it, just to test it out, see the space that we've waited so long for. I think we're just so excited to open our doors for everyone for that.
Well, we're really excited that you came in today. Best of luck. Spiral Yoga is going to be open on November 8th, and they invite everybody to come and check out their beautiful space, which is located at 312 2nd Street East, right next to the post office. And we thank our guests today, co-founders of Spiral Yoga, Katie Wolf, Alexis Larson, Julie Pfeiffer, and Sandra Bacon. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.